I had the fortune or misfortune to be traveling in Central America when the Jonestown massacre took place. I was in the airport, actually, in Merida, New Mexico, trying to get out. And this is basically, this poem is built around that. It's called Anywhere Out of the World. And then there are places no one ever expects to arrive. From San Francisco once, a man led hundreds of followers to Guyana on chartered cargo ships, though later he would instruct them to swallow sugar water laced with strychnine. It was a clearing of simply carpentered houses, of covetous mongrels, nicknames, clean laundry, and off-key singing. Kool-Aid, a communal settlement in the jungle, a town that after an accretion of reenactments on television and in the pitying words of various commentators became a mind collapsing in on itself, finally dense enough. And isn't each of us rich enough with losses, with disasters? When I first heard the name Jonestown, the news was handed me with Mexican shock and skepticism by a janitor sweeping the airport lounge in Merida. Should I say I felt remorse or disgust, rancor, or just a little shaky? November in the Yucatan, short of cash, I had slept the night in a stony field outside the terminal, barely nodding off, sweating ferociously in a down mummy bag as inappropriate for the lowland heat as the shirt I'd been wearing. A heavy, ornately woven cloth dyed violet-purple by Mayan mestizos. It had cost me a week of haggling in an Atitlan mercado. That morning, in the men's room, after stripping off the shirt, I found my chest and arms tinted a translucently purple-red paper towels and liquid soap couldn't scrub off, so that the words the janitor spoke seemed then to have made my body glow like a particle shot scraping through dense air, one of the brief phosphor-red sparks thrown off by an emery wheel while someone sharpens a blade. I have no idea actually where Jonestown is on the cultural geography of our times, whether it's been absolutely forgotten about. It's absolutely strange incident. You know, it's part of the background noise, it seems to me, of the culture that we live in. Incidents like this seem to simply not disappear so much, but they vanish into the kind of white noise of media information that constantly surrounds us. And in a way, that poem is about that experience.